Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, men in relationships.
The more important things are how it's going to last. And when you come to that, it's not so flowery of, oh, somebody's taking care of me. I think it's more about surviving and being with each other and being there for each other.
What is the best way for men to flourish in their relationships? Is it pleasing their spouses? Treating them like queens? Respect, ensure security, or give them space? Well, we'll find out tonight, as usual, on Let's Talk. We'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show from Nairobi, Kenya, our reporter, Kennedy Wandera. Welcome back to the show, Kennedy.
Thank you, Shomari.
And from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, Doris Avati Puja. Welcome to Let's Talk, Doris.
Thank you, Sunday.
In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing men in relationships. So, what is the men's responsibility in any relationship? And what do women expect? And I spoke to Ophelia Ajay from Ghana, and I wanted to know, is a well-to-do guy important in any relationship?
I always don't look at that side of things. I have said this before, but people don't believe that. I don't want a rich guy, okay? I want someone, not that you should be deadbeat. No, you shouldn't be deadbeat, okay? But I want someone who at least has gotten somewhere or has the potential of making it so that I can help that person. And in turn, the person will help me know everything that I want to do, okay?
Potential.
Sometimes I believe that if you go in for some of these guys who are supposed to be rich or have come from a rich background, it's as if you're going in for their money. And I don't want any guy to think for a minute that I'm coming in because of his or her money. No, because I am ready to make my money.
Okay, but that doesn't happen so much in Africa, or don't we see that happening all around the world, that so many young women will find a man because they provide A, B, C, and D?
That's them. Because if you look at the kind of women who want such men, they are very different in a lot of things. I don't want to mention things, but they are very different. Mm-hmm. You would know that this person, that lady is not ready to make anything for herself. So she's looking at the guy providing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Right.
For her.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
And they say, this is the man right here.
I don't want my man to do everything for me.
Okay.
Let me have a responsibility. You have yours. If you are the richest person, if you are the son of the richest person in the world, don't let me know, because I'm going to reject you. Okay, if I get to know later on, then that's fine. Which that will help me to think that I didn't come in because of your money.
You just want a guy who can do what?
I just want a guy who believes in me. I believe in him. Who is ready to help me. I'm ready to help him. Ready to, you know, we should ride along, move along, help each other, and then make life for ourselves.
So what are you telling men out there? Those who believe that if you have a woman, you cannot provide everything. It could be a problem. Some women tell you if you can't do this, someone will.
I think if you meet a lady who tells you that, you should run away. It's a red flag.
Really?
Yeah, it's a red flag. The guy is not supposed to take the position of your parents. He is a life partner, just as you are. So you can't put all your burden on that person. Definitely, he also can't put all his burden on me.
Thank you, Ophelia Ajay from Ghana. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing men in a relationship. So what is the secret of success in any relationship? Is it giving your spouse everything they need, or what is the best thing to do? So let me start with Doris. Doris, as a lady, give me from a lady's perspective. What do you expect when you're in a relationship with a man that will make you comfortable and say, okay, this is the best relationship ever that I need to have?
That's a tough question.
Why is that?
And I think it depends on the person.
Okay.
And I can only speak for myself.
Right.
As of come to realize, you know, after so many years of experiencing different types of friendships and interactions with different people, I've come to realize that it really depends on the person. And even for women, it does vary, depending on how that woman perceives what a relationship is. So I can only speak for myself. And for me, what's really important in a relationship, there are several things.
Okay.
There are things like communication and trust, being able to find out what your partner needs and, you know, give them what they need, give them what they want. But it's a two-way street.
Okay.
For me, it cannot be one-sided. It cannot be that as a woman, I'm there to please or satisfy the man in my relationship. It has to be a two-way street. And if it's not that way, then there will be challenges, and sometimes relationships like that will fail because it's not reciprocated.
Okay.
So that's my short answer.
Okay, that's fine.
But I have more that I can speak about.
Sure,
but,
definitely.
I'll give my you know, the other guy a chance to express his opinion as well.
Not a problem. Kennedy Wandera, you've heard what Doris stated here. There are so many things. There's this communication and, you know, having two-way street. But I don't know. We, as men, most of the time, we have our way. And we like to have some things in our relationship. So what do you think will make you a successful man in relationship? And what is your experience, maybe?
Yes, Shomari, what Doris has just said is true. Because as a man, you are looked upon as a head of a relationship. And if you don't play your part, it becomes extremely difficult for that particular relationship to thrive. So as a man, you must always be able to run the relationship, being able to offer yourself, get time to sit down with your spouse and find a way through which you can both strengthen that particular relationship. So as a man, one, you must always dedicate yourself to that relationship, be able to understand your spouse in whatever means, be able to just show that soft way you handle things, not being aggressive as such as people might expect, but being able to just comfort her any time that she desires your presence. So it's like a kind of thing that you as a man, you must be able to do.
Okay, hold it right there. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
Everybody wanna dance with him, Maya. Dance with him, your dad.
Oh,
everybody wanna dance with him, Maya. Pick it up, stop.
Oh.
Wanna get me down.
You are back again.
Sometimes I get down like you niggas wanna do right now. Everybody, you wanna dance. Move your body to the beat and feel the beat.
Oh,
take a light hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in the Washington studio. And today I have Kennedy Wandera from Nairobi and Doris Puja from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Now, according to age.com, a man needs to take responsibility. And they say, don't blame your woman, just do it. Why is that? Maybe because men are from Mars and women from Venus? I don't know. But I spoke to my colleague, Karina Chowdhury. She's from Bangladesh, and I wanted to know her take.
Well, I think in today's time especially, I think it's important to be 50-50.
Okay.
I don't think you can expect someone to do nothing and sit at home and expect them to kind of serve you. I don't think that's something in today's time you should expect. I think I've always thought that relationships should be 50-50. And if someone's in trouble and someone, of course, that doesn't have a job or is looking for a job, that's a different situation. And in a relationship, I will always look out for my partner. Mm-hmm. I will take care of him if he needs me to. Mm-hmm. But I expect the same from him. Right. So it's going to be 50-50.
But some ladies, okay, especially in Africa that I spoke to, they said, you know what? He has to stand up. He's the man. He got to wear the pants. He got to be there for me. He got to do everything for me. And some men also say the same, that, you know what? If I don't do it, someone will. Is that going to be dangerous? Is that going to be unsafe for him to have you? Because some men become insecure.
I don't think he should be insecure. I think I should be there 24/7. He should be there 24/7.
Okay.
It has to be fair. For me, personally, I've never wanted to be with someone. I don't want somebody to just take care of me. I will take care of him too. And I don't want to be treated like a queen. And I don't want him to be my king.
Okay.
I think we're equal in the relationship. I personally, I can take care of myself. Mm-hmm. I can do all those things. I can pay for everything I need to. I can do everything at home. So it has to be a fun relationship where I want to go home to someone who will cook for me. But I also want to go home and I want to cook for him.
Okay.
So it has to be spontaneous. We have to be on the same page.
Okay.
But nobody's the king. Nobody is the queen. We're the same.
But Karina, tell me something. With your part of the world, let's talk about Asia and Africa now. Why do you think this happens a lot? Whereby men would say, no, I gotta just do everything. And most women would be very comfortable.
Well, I think in my part of the world, what has happened, our generations before mine, women didn't have the scope to go out and do things, to have a job, to stand up on their own two feet. I think they struggled with that. But in today's time, they have so many opportunities. It's open. And I think as a woman, when those opportunities are there, it feels great to know that I can rely on myself. And I think most people want to do that. They don't want to rely on someone else. But I think that opportunity wasn't there before, and that's changing slowly in time right now. So I think more women are wanting to be on the same page with the men they're with. And yeah, of course, there's the idea of having somebody to take care of us and all of that. But
yeah, I give you everything and relax. And all you do is look good and stay in the house and take care of the kids if possible, right?
Yeah. And you know, that's there, and you know, that feels good. But I think that's only a temporary thing. But eventually, in a relationship, you think about the more important things and how it's going to last. And when you come to that, it's not so flowery of, oh, somebody's taking care of me. I think it's more about surviving and being with each other and being there for each other.
Thank you, Karina Chowdhury. This is Let's Talk. We are discussing men in relationships. Okay, now back to my guys here on the phone. One thing that Kennedy explained is, as a man, you know you have to lead in a relationship. And also, according to some experts in age.com, they say, as a man, you should show leadership, make decisions, be strong, be manly. This will make you succeed. Okay? So ladies are expecting most of those things to be done. But what about financial? Now, since you're a leader, you have to provide everything in a relationship. Since you're manly, you have to buy and just do it. As this other expert says, you know, don't blame your woman, just do it. She says, I need a necklace of $5,000. Just go and buy it. And she doesn't even know you're getting the money in the first place. But all she does is she wants it. So, Doris Puja, you're in Tanzania. Tell me your experience. Is this some things that all or most women expect when they have a man in relationship to be a leader in everything, including financials, and just give it to you?
Okay, Sander, so you've known me a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And you know I will not shy away from a controversial topic such as this one. So I respectfully disagree with any statement anybody would make saying that a man has to lead in a relationship, a man has to make decisions in a relationship, that a man has to do whatever the woman needs. I respectfully disagree with anybody who makes such a statement. I think that's a very outdated opinion, and I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
When people started to say that back in the days, women were sold as property to men, to the husbands.
Okay.
And in some traditions, for example, that's very close to my heart, where I'm from Singida, Tanzania. And according to old traditions, a woman would be, you know, sold or, you know, purchased, basically. Because you're sending the woman away. That's what a send-off is, really.
Right.
You're sending the woman away to the husband's family, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the woman is sent to the husband's family, according to what I've been told. And when she gets there, she spends 3 days basically just working 3 days in a row, trying to impress the husband to be family. So she's given all the difficult chores, you know, like farming and cooking and cleaning and just taking care of everybody's needs for 3 days. And if she passes, then she becomes a wife.
Wow.
If she fails, she's sent back to her home and there's no deal. And so, you know, that type of statement was made, or someone created that mentality when those traditions were being practiced in most of the places, especially in Africa. I'm not sure about Europe or America, but especially in Africa.
Right.
And I can only speak for myself, and some of the things that I'm aware of that have been practiced in Africa, and I can tell you that things are changing.
Okay.
We've moved away from a woman being a caretaker. And we have so many women now in the workforce earning, some of them, more than their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make any sense to say that a man has to be the lead in a relationship, that he has to make decisions. A woman can do the same things that a man does every single day. Women are going to space. I mean, if men and women can both go to space, and they can be in every field imaginable, who's to say that a man has to make decisions? I just don't get it, and I completely disagree with it.
So Kennedy Wandera, can you hear that?
Finances. So when it comes to finances, we have recently moved from the United States to back to Tanzania, to my home country, and I started to experience what I guess most people call culture shock. So I've noticed that a lot of men expect a woman to even ask for money and for the man to pay for everything. And I wasn't used to that.
Mm.
You know, I worked all the time. I was in the United States. When I was in school, I was working.
Mm.
I earned my money, and I didn't just give it to anybody, a man or woman. So I don't get why a man should be giving their money away to a woman just because he's a man. I don't get it.
And what about those ladies who you meet every now and then, and their perspective is, okay, he's the man. Although I have my money, but my money is my money. But his money is our money.
So, Mary, the way those puts it, at some point I also want to concur with what she said. But again, today we're living in a different world. What you cannot expect someone to just be bringing. You see, you get out of the house, you bring from the other end, then the man also comes from the other end, you supplement in the house.
Mm.
You see, right now you can't live with a spouse in the house who will stay there to wait for you to come. If you don't come, in case you don't have a matchbox or salt, he's going to wait upon you to come. Today, that world is not, today's world doesn't go that way. So as she puts it anyway, that tendency of giving, yeah, nowadays is that a man must always keep. In fact, you rightly put it, that for a woman, it's mine, and for a man, it's ours. That is what is being advanced, especially in Africa context. But the truth of the matter is that two people must always come together and supplement whatever they have, so that at least they can be able to fend off the family in a way that is good, other than just expecting one person to be the provider. And today's world, a woman is also independent, as well as the two must always be. They must be independent. But once you come together in a marriage, you must depend on each other.
But here's my question I want to know from you, Kennedy, and also Doris. As she says, Doris has been living in the U.S. for a long time. And going back home, she's like, wait a minute, what is this about? So do you think, Kennedy, that maybe, since the world has changed, but the women in Africa are not yet changing with that? Because for the most part, you'll find out that men, when you go out, Kennedy, don't expect you go with a woman and you pay and you ask her to pay half of the bill. Do you do that? In America, you say, Dutch, I put 50, you put 50.
I won't accept it.
Exactly.
Once she pays the bill,
yes.
It appears as if you're irresponsible. So I can't accept that to happen anyway. Once I go out, it's incumbent upon me to pay the bill. Anyway, let me say this point, Shomari.
Yeah.
In African context,
yes.
You see, I think it's the disease of Africans, where it's always that a man must always appear, must always be suggestive, must always go and say hi. You see, a woman cannot say hi or cannot suggest anything that she believes is good. So we've advanced, in African context, we've advanced that kind of thing, and we've made things to look at things a man must always start.
Right.
That's the African context. But when you go outside there, people do things differently. Mm. But in African context, it's totally different. So as much as the world is moving away from such olden age, I think there are some elements that also need to change.
I remember, Kennedy, I saw a comedy in Kenya. It was on WhatsApp video. It's like went viral. This guy went to a pub, was supposed to meet a girlfriend. The girl came with a team, my friend. She came with like 3-4 other ladies with her. And the guy was like, wait a minute. I think you were just coming by yourself. Who are these now? So he ordered his own drink. And he didn't even care who was there. And these ladies ordered a whole lot of things expecting he's going to pay. But guess what? The guy said, I don't know about these other ladies. I only know.
In fact, some will say, excuse me. In fact, some will excuse himself for a few minutes. Someone will excuse himself for a few minutes and they won't come back.
So Doris is having a hard time in Tanzania. She's invited to eat or she's invited for a drink and she's trying to be Dutch and she's trying to be okay. Let me pay half of the bill. Say, hey, Doris, we don't do this here.
I've been told that, you know, they would pay for drinks and food. And one time, and of course I won't mention any name, but one time I was communicating with someone and I said, you know, I had stayed in a hotel for a short while when I came back, and then I left the hotel. And so this guy was asking me, why did you leave? And I said, well, who's going to pay for, you know, a month for me to stay at the hotel? And he said, you know, I could pay.
Wow.
And I was like, what? No, you're married. You're married. Why would you pay? This is a friend of mine that I completely respect.
Right.
That we were just chatting about, you know, where I was, what I was doing, what's going on. And he said that he could pay for the hotel. So basically my point is, as a woman living in Tanzania, and I can't speak about any other African countries, but I don't think it's any different really. But especially in Tanzania, you can live any lifestyle that you choose, basically, as long as you have a man to pay for your lifestyle. And I don't know the translation for this, but I guess they call it boozy, right?
Yeah.
Boozy. So you can have a boozy, you know.
And this that is like guy, a sugar daddy for
me,
you.
I felt very disrespected because he basically thinks that I'm the same as any other woman out there who's willing to just take money from a guy just to be able to survive or just pay for expensive things and getting their hair done, their nails done. Sometimes it's not even important things in life. Sometimes it's just luxury, you know, being able to live a luxurious lifestyle that you can't afford unless you have someone paying for. So, you know, it's very strange. me coming from a different lifestyle where you earn your living, you pay for anything that you need, you try to avoid debt, and then here in Tanzania, you basically can live any lifestyle you choose simply because there are people who would pay for it.
Tell me about that, Kennedy. You see that happening all the time, I believe, also in Kenya, isn't it?
It really happens. But again, Shomari, it depends, by the way. It really depends. Sometimes you have a guy who doesn't have a job, and a lady has a job, and then I think sometimes it's understood when a lady takes you out for that matter, you can't pay bills, but the lady will do such kind of thing. So it depends. It depends on the circumstance.
So what you think is, this is something that we can always say is happening in Africa. But anyway, there are so many things we can still talk. Hold it right there. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. I have someone on the line here from Minneapolis. Emma Kasiga?
This is definitely a subject that's very near and dear in my heart. And I feel like people fail to understand the two-way street, and Doris has elaborated it very well. You're willing to get into a relationship. You're willing to take the good and the bad of that better half or partner. And so you really have to be able to make sure that you're negotiating the goods and the bads, and you have to be able to get each other's backs. I, a woman in a relationship, I'm the one who is a breadwinner, then it's okay. You are my better half, and I got your back. If in this case situation I make more money, we will share what we have. This is not a your money, my money, who's making more, who should treat more. This is one team working on, and we should be able to say, hey, you know, with what we have in a goal or what we have in a relationship, who is in a better position right now to purchase this for us, even if it's just a simple meal or big deal like purchasing a home. Like, who is able to contribute more? Who is able to do more for our extended families? So really, it should be looked at as a team. Hey, we're going out. I have a little extra in my pocket. I'll pay today. Tomorrow, you pay for me. And it's fine. And if I am the one who makes less and I have to receive always because I'm trying to juggle the bills and everything else, fine. But it should also be the same way for a man. If a man makes a little less and I make a little more and we're in a good relationship, why not? So I really want a balanced relationship in all sense of it.
Thank you so much, Emma Kasiga from Minneapolis, Minnesota. A big thank you to my guests, Ophelia Ajay from Ghana and my colleague Karina Chaudhry from Bangladesh. And on the phone, from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, Doris Avati Puja. Thank you for taking part in this show.
Thank you.
All right, and also our reporter, Kennedy Wandera in Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you for coming back, sir.
Thank you, Somali.
All right, and Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the view announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be obsession. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Modu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.